Good morning. It's Tuesday, January 21st. You're listening to South Carolina Public Radio.org. I'm Linda Nunez with this morning's South Carolina headlines. The memory of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was very present with citizens who gathered in Columbia yesterday to march to the State House and a rally featuring the most major Democratic presidential candidates. South Carolina Public Radio's Tut Underwood has more.
It was sunny but very cold as a crowd of a few hundred gathered at a Columbia church to march in King's memory. Dr. Heather Hahn listed the biggest issues she was looking to hear about from the eight presidential candidates who were to speak at the rally.
Healthcare. I'm a college professor. Student debt is very important to me. Inequality, probably number one. We need to increase the role that the middle class has in this country and their economic opportunities.
Hahn said she hoped people would get a sense of unity, both from the march and the politicians. She said the nation is so divided, she was interested to know what the candidates would do to bring the country together. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.
Authorities say three people found dead in a car in rural South Carolina appear to have been fatally shot. News outlets report the vehicle was found in a field near Pineville yesterday with three bodies inside. The Berkeley County Sheriff's Office says authorities were called to the scene after a report of a vehicle that may have been involved in a crash. The three people found dead have been identified, but the county coroner says their names won't be released until family is notified. Autopsies have been scheduled for Thursday. South Carolina senators will return to the State House this week with a long, complex education debate in front of them. Senate leaders have said they will take as much time as needed to debate the education overhaul bill they've been working on for nearly a year. Senate Education Committee Chairman Greg Hembree spent last Wednesday and Thursday thoroughly explaining all 59 sections of the bill and answering questions. Possible changes to the bill will be debated starting today. Some Senate leaders said the debate could last a few weeks. One of the state's leading and most senior environmental voices died in Oconee County over the weekend. South Carolina Public Radio's Scott Morgan has this.
For half a century, Ruth Sackett Thomas was a main pro-environment, anti-nuclear voice in the Palmetto State. The one-time teacher founded Environmentalists, Inc. just to fight a proposed nuclear power plant in Barnwell in the 1970s. She was successful enough to convince President Jimmy Carter to pull the plug on the facility. 30 years later, she lobbied against keeping a nuclear waste dump in Barnwell open to the entire country. The state legislature ultimately compromised and kept the site open to only three states. Beyond her efforts to curb nuclear plants in the state, Thomas took on a hazardous waste incinerator in York County in the 1980s and later lobbied to save a small urban forest outside Owens Field Airport. She also donated thousands of accumulated records to the archives of the University of South Carolina. Thomas died this past weekend after what the state newspaper described only as a brief illness. She was 99 years old. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan in Rock Hill.
South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster is set to give his State of the State speech tomorrow evening. The speech will be the governor's outline of his goals for 2020. Earlier this month, McMaster released his spending plan for the state, with education being a top priority. McMaster's speech is scheduled for tomorrow at 7 p.m. on SCE TV. South Carolinians are living longer these days, which is why you might have to wait a little longer to get out of jury duty. South Carolina Public Radio's Scott Morgan has the details.
At the moment, if you're 65 or older, you can get out of reporting for jury duty in South Carolina. But if State Senate Majority Leader Shane Massey gets his way, the age to get out of jury duty will be raised to 75. It's one of the bills expected to make its way deep into this year's South Carolina legislative session. The reason Massey wants to up the minimum for automatic exemption is because we're living longer. Massey told the Post and Courier that 65 seems too young to write people off for jury duty. He says older jurors can lend some needed perspective to trials and use their life experiences to help make good decisions. He also says that a higher age for exemption would boost thin jury pools in less populated and rural areas of the state. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan in Rock Hill.
Those are your morning headlines from the Palmetto State. You've been listening to South Carolina Public Radio.org.